Good evening, Deb. How are you doing? Good evening, Matt.
Good evening.
Hey, Matt, have you heard from any? I have not, but have you heard from any other committee members who are not going to be here?
Yes, Jim Flanagan said he was not able to make it, but that's it.
That's it. Okay. All right.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Lydia. Good evening.
How are you?
Okay, pretty good. Thank you. Hi, Dan. How are you doing? Good evening. Okay, I just text two of the other members, Barbara and Helen, to see if they're going to attend. We need at least five. By the way, those, Deborah already heard, but I asked earlier before Lydia and Dan, if any committee member was not going to attend, and Matt said that he heard from Jim. Jim already informed him that he was not coming tonight. So. Here, let me. I'm also going to make a couple phone calls to them.
Okay.
Matthew, I haven't worked with you before, and I don't believe I've met you, so it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you virtually.
Yeah. Thank you for working with us.
Oh, no problem. Looking forward to it.
We're a mostly well-behaved ad hoc committee.
Yeah, I met with Elijah and Rez last week to get a little bit of a lowdown of what to expect, so.
You should tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, I could do that. So I started with River Forest in April. So I've been here about 6 months. Before that, I was working for the Village of Homer Glen. Most recently serving as their interim village manager. And then I had the opportunity here. I grew up in Forest Park, lived there until about last year. I live in the city now, but very familiar with the area. So I was excited to be back working. In a familiar space.
I bet.
So I've been serving with quite a few of the committees now, the Zoning Board and the Development Review Board and Historic Preservation Commission and Economic Development Commission. And then for now, I'll be filling in for Elijah with this group and then our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion group. So.
Wow.
You're busy.
Yeah.
What's your educational background? Do you have degrees in public administration or planning, or what do you have?
Public administration. So I went to, I did a little bit of time at Triton and DePaul, but then I got undergrad and graduate degrees from UIC, Master's of Public Administration. Hmm.
Saying that you did time doing that is the proper term to use. Well, this seems like great irony that you grew up in Forest Park, you're working here now, and you're living in Chicago. Giving you a nice commute.
Right. Yes. My last residence in Forest Park was right on Des Plaines and Randolph, so it would have been a nice couple block walk to to Village Hall, but went the wrong way.
Also close to old school and subway tender.
Exactly. I frequent plenty of sub-T in my time.
Okay, guys. Sorry about that. I did text. Barbara's not able to meet it. She said she just sent me an email letting me know she has a conflict tonight. So she won't join us. She won't be able to join us. And now that leaves Helen. I called and texted her. She hasn't responded yet. So here's what we can do. We can't make final decisions or we can't vote on anything. But we could, if you'd like, use this session, if you all agree, to at least discuss maybe some direction or consensus on the drafting of the suggestions from various committee members. So again, it's more like, let's see if we can go ahead in a direction on the report and completing that. I know it's still going to be subject to a final vote from the other members who are missing. But I just am thinking that maybe if you all agree, then maybe we could just at least start discussing people's contributions and trying to narrow them down to the extent that we can. Is that okay with everybody? Again, this is just discussion and trying to narrow or get closer towards a final report. Not that it will be final today, but is that all right? Or questions, comments, suggestions?
That sounds fine. I think the process really requires us to, at some point soon, agree on findings, and then from the findings, write up goals, action items. I mean, Lydia's stuff was great. It just leapt right into, I mean, she's got so much experience in this, I could understand her being impatient and leaping right to action items and such.
Okay. Well,
I think we got to, you know, settle on findings at some point with the whole committee and, and, you know, get that additional data we need to put stuff in perspective.
And Dan, on that point, what I was maybe as a suggestion, by the way, let me call the meeting to order. And I know, you know, I just thought I'd ask this question first and before we jump in, and it was my fault. Let me call the roll and then and let me make some preliminary comments based on the committee members who are here. So, Matt, can I ask you to call the roll?
Sure thing. Okay. Member Lauber?
Here.
Member Frederick?
Here.
Member Flanagan? Member Manning?
Here.
Member Morrell? Member Kwan? Chairman Vasquez?
Here. And let me just, at least for the record, I acknowledge that we are short three committee members. There are only four that are present. We don't have a quorum to take any action. But I preliminary asked if maybe we could have a discussion with no voting on anything, at least try to get some, hopefully, at least some movement on a direction of what we currently have, knowing that this will ultimately be still up for a final vote when we have a quorum and or hopefully a unanimous attendance from all the other, from all the committee members. So, let's, looks like we can go with that. Let's say, I don't see anybody online for public comment. Matt, did anybody send you any written public comments?
No, I did not receive anything.
Okay, so we don't have that. We're gonna defer the minutes for the August 10th meeting. We did not have a meeting in September, as you may recall, Elijah, was in a traffic accident, so we had to cancel the meeting since it just happened like an hour before the meeting. So he's doing okay. Well, he physically is doing okay. His vehicle needs some repairs. Also, in the meantime, for the record, Elijah resigned from the Village of River Forest as staff member. He is heading out to the Village of Lincolnwood, a position out there. So We wish him well and thank him. His last day was just yesterday.
Yesterday.
So we wish him well. And so now Matt is, Walsh is stepping into the seat that Elijah was filling, and I welcome him, and I think we can all welcome him. I mean, he's been with the village. Matt, help me out, but like it.
Just about 6 months.
6 months. I almost said almost a year, but I'm like jinxing it, right? hopefully the village. Just time flies for me, so no, not a problem. So yeah, and so he's going to be sitting in, hosting or assisting us in our endeavors here. So, you know, I think the next issue, agenda item is the committee for any reports on the dementia friendly for rural forest. Lydia?
I have no update.
Okay. And also for the Aid Friendly Communities Collaborative, I don't think I have an update either from that. It looks like Lydia agrees with that. Okay, so let's take the old business, which is really the proposed findings and proposed actions. And again, we're not voting on anything. We don't have a quorum, but I think we can have a discussion on maybe a possible comments, observations, the suggestions in terms of what we currently have. I know Lydia drafted a first shot at the draft report. We did receive comments from Deborah, Barbara, Dan, and I hope I'm not missing someone. But so I know, and Dan, we started talking a little earlier, and you mentioned your comments of possibly looking at finalizing the findings, and I can appreciate that, and as well as action plans. You mentioned Lydia's draft needs a little, maybe some suggested additions to it. I think, you know, I'm not speaking for Lydia. I know, Lydia, we asked you to do this first draft. I know you were open to amendments to it or modifications. So, you know, so first, thank you for that. And I want to thank everybody for their additional comments and suggestions on proposed findings and action plan. So, I'm thinking that maybe as a suggestion, since Lydia did a rough draft of what a report would look like, I'm thinking, Dan and Deborah, should we now start looking at what the suggested proposed findings should be? I guess what I'm saying is using Lydia's draft as like the boilerplate to start working from, and we adding, subtracting, or modifying as we go along. Does that sound like a plan? Okay, Deborah's raising her hand. Okay.
Well, it looked like there was some comments that were submitted by Jim, right? Also?
Oh, okay, you're right. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that that's what I'm looking at, because his, to me, are right on.
Okay.
I agree that proceed. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for that, Deborah. I neglected to acknowledge Jim's comments as well. Okay. I'm open to, like, do we want to then look at now in any particular order? I'm being deference to people who are here. And then if you want to start looking at your comments and adding them in, subtracting them, or if you think they were somehow incorporated in somebody else's, that's fine. Or modifying. I know, Dan, you've already made a couple of suggestions, and I stopped you from continuing only because I wanted to start the meeting on the record, but I didn't want to stop you. So if you, Deb, had a good point, but if you have some additional comments, you're welcome to continue to make them. So.
No, I'm good.
Jim
is so extensive here in his comments that, you know, it's he and Lydia and everybody is so knowledgeable. So I am all for stepping on the gas.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Deb. And so now let me go to Dan. You started making some comments and suggestions as well, Dan. So let me bring it back to you.
I thought that Jimmy had some good stuff, but it was pretty bare bone.
Okay.
Lydia had some good stuff. She really started on the next step of this, which I guess was her purpose. We need to flesh out the findings a bit more, which would provide a solid basis for recommendations. And I think that, you know, she's moving in the right direction, because I think our recommendations have to get fairly specific and be put in terms that trustees and the public can understand. We gotta avoid the jargon. Otherwise, they're going to not really know what we're talking about. While people who are expert in this will know exactly what we're talking about, but that's not our audience. Barbara came up with some good stuff. One thing, though, on page 2 of Barbara's, the challenges, say non-white residents are underrepresented in the survey, et cetera. I'm not sure that that's the case. And what we need, and maybe Matt can dig this information out from the census or the American Community Survey, is we need to know the breakdown of the Black population in River Forest by age cohort. Because I'm willing to bet that the proportion of Blacks in River Forest, which I think is still only about 6%, somewhere around there, is lower among people 55 and older than among people under 55. And that's a result, really, of historical patterns of segregation and discrimination in the housing market. But we really need that kind of data. And our margins of error are, you know, we've got at least a 5% margin of error. So if you're looking at 2.63% of the respondents being Black, and we maybe have a 6% Black population, that's within the margin of error. So we need the data before we can make statements like Barbara suggested there. But I thought that her comments, what she had on page 3 under actions, page 3 of her document, were the create an older housing plan, older adult housing plan, and assess relevant codes and ordinances were really good suggestions, actions that we need to take. I would add that assessing relevant codes, ordinances, et cetera, that we include that they comply with the Fair Housing Act. Because I can tell you right now categorically, without the slightest bit of question, that our zoning regarding group homes, and group homes are very important for the frail elderly and very big outside of Illinois, is in blatant violation of the Fair Housing Act. I may add the code I wrote a couple of years ago for Fort Lauderdale was just upheld by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which was nice. And that's the sort of code that we ought to have, but right now we're blatantly in violation. On page 4 of Barbara's comments, in the middle part, outdoor spaces and buildings, I thought her comments about challenges based on community responses about streetlights and not enough places to sit were real good. Conducting a lighting assessment might be a very good idea. And again, I think we need, she has some data there that's largely blank. But we need census or American Community Survey data on race by age and cohort. Just so we know if we're, you know, we got a representative sample, also by gender. And then, you know, I got the stuff that I gave you. I tried to put it in terms of trying to be systemic about it by giving findings and the basis for them. Whether or not I'm interpreting things correctly, I don't know. I think, though, that in our report, we'd be prudent to really present findings and their basis, so people will know where we're coming from. And basis would be both in responses to the survey, but also data that might be relevant. But I think it's important when you're making an action plan, to be as explicit as you can with your findings and show where they come from, because it gives it greater credibility. Because much as we, and it also provides a greater, that gives a greater, while we may think that what we have to say is going to be greeted with open arms, we should be aware that there will be people who are not going to greet it with open arms, possibly elected officials. And we need to really provide a sound basis for what we're recommending. And we also, you know, there's one, I forget which one it is, somebody had something about us doing something. And my question was, is this something government actually can do? So we got to make sure the things that we're recommending for for the village to do are things that indeed government can actually do. I think it was something about I'm old-fashioned enough, I actually printed it out.
Sure.
I'm looking for it. One of the things in Lydia's action plan, expand opportunities for home care and assisted living type services. I don't know if that's in the purview of government or not. But we need to try to stay focused on what our governments, the village, township, et cetera, can actually do. And then if there's things that are outside that scope, we should specify it and specify that this is something for the private sector to do or the nonprofit sector to do. I think if we basic bottom line is we need to be systemic about what we're doing and really provide the information in a fully supported manner. We just don't want it to seem like things are coming out of thin air. Because that happens, to be perfectly honest, it's happened too many times in village government. And I think we would be prudent to have everything backed up and present this in a manner that people can easily understand without having to know acronyms and without having to know technical terms. For this, I gave you a bunch of findings with backup, some discussion. I didn't put discussion in areas that I don't have any expertise on. But it also included, I think it'd be prudent for us to, bulk up the findings with some perspective and context. And, there's some things where the things I put in red are, raising questions that I hope some of the members of the committee may have some information on. Particularly It fell under the part about where there's not enough places to sit in the village is on page 7 of my piece, asking if the answer skewed towards older residents saying there aren't enough places to sit, say this 65 and older, 75 and older, as opposed to the 55 to 65 bracket, because I think that would be important for us to know. I got a feeling it's not a big thing on 55 to 65 people. It might be a very big thing for 75 and older or 65 and older, but that would be give us some added context and affect how what we may be recommending. I don't say I need to go through the stuff one by one. And then with ageism, it appeared from the survey, there's, people aren't getting a lot of crap about their age, but it'd be good to have some data nationally or from Illinois about people feeling they're getting crap about their age, because maybe 10% is, I think it was 10% roughly. Maybe that is a high number, or it could be a very low number. I don't know. Lydia might have some insights on that now. She may, you may have access to some data on that would give us some context. And there's just a need to put stuff in context. And I think Lydia and Jim, especially Lydia, is probably a incredible source of information that could help us put more of this in the context, because I'm suspecting that you've got a pretty good idea of what things are like nationally, and you can help us see if our numbers are really skewed from national, and or we're doing so much better it's not really an issue here, or we're doing so much worse it really is an issue. Because most of we're amateurs on this.
Okay. Dan, I just want to make sure you weren't like taking a breather, but.
No, I don't need to okay. go. I don't, you. No, unless okay. you want to, we could go through these one by one. I don't. So you need to accept, if
right.
I've made a finding here that is way out in left field or unsupported, please bring it up now, because I think that I'd like to get straightened out on it if I read things wrong. And also, I included those, I submitted those things from the American Planning Association. I hadn't known that they had put together a guide on planning for aging in place in community and talking points. And I should tell you, I stumbled upon at a meeting of the Housing and Community Development Division of APA, I stumbled upon this woman, Esther Greenhouse. I don't know if Lydia's heard of her or not. She's a consultant, national consultant on aging and community. She's a planner. She did work for AARP on some of their stuff. And she also is one of the people who put together that planning guide. And I've got a Zoom meeting or phone call meeting with her in a week or so to see if there's anything that she might be able to help us with. Who knows? Get some resources she might be able to give us that may help us identify things a village of our size actually can do. Anyway, if you got anything, if I'm way off on anything, please let me know now.
All right. Lydia, I don't know if you have some comments based on what you heard from Deborah and Dan, but, and one of the questions I have though is, and Dan, you mentioned, I think Barbara mentioned this at the meeting previously when she was on, about almost similar to, I think, what you're saying about having some type of, I don't know if the right word is background discussion for each of the findings or questions. So like what you were saying, so people know what the question really was trying to get to or whatever. So people have some context to it. I'm just wondering, is it for now, since there's some points like that, do we need to structure, and I'm just going by Lydia's draft as the boilerplate, do we need to structure that for each of the questions, like having a bullet point of what needs to be filled in for each of those findings? So at least we can start like working on them if that's the case. And that's the question that I have, so that what I'm trying to do, and I get nervous about this, is because nervous in this respect is that I know personally I'm not the expert, but I don't mind if I'm, can try to originally before you were talking or while everyone was talking, I thought, do I need to combine, for example, everyone's findings that are similar, not that we, how can I say this? So if there's a particular area and a particular finding we all seem to agree on, we're just saying different things, different in terms of adding different things. Is it easier to look at it like one section with one finding, and it looks like this is what Dan said about, this is what Lydia said about, this is what Deb, and then trying to synthesize that to try to see if we can make it a little more comprehensive. And then if there's something missing that we need to add for that section, that we can add to it. So I'm trying to see which is the best approach to try to get us closer towards a report. That's all. That's what I'm throwing out. And so, but I was gonna call, well, now I'm calling on Lydia, but I was trying to see if we can head in that direction, if you all think that's the best way to do it. For all I know, you may say, no, that's not the best way, Russ. and that's okay too.
No, I do think, I mean, I think it makes sense to combine the findings, right?
Okay.
I mean, we've had a chance to all review what everybody right. submitted, and I feel like there's more congruence.
Okay.
Rather, I mean, they seem to be more in alignment than not.
Right.
I used other reports. I looked at Oxford Age Friendly, Oxford, Ohio Age Friendly, and I think I looked at Evanston. And maybe one more report that eventually was prepared and submitted. And they all seem to be, you know, again, where is the signal and the noise of what areas are important to us? And I do feel like if we look at our survey and our data, we do have some room for improvement around housing, outdoor spaces, communication, information, and social participation. And so those were sort of my key areas. But I mean, you know, if we want to use the template that I started and then feed in, you know, under housing, like what are the key findings from which question from our survey, percentages of people. I didn't take time to do the tables and to do the tallying because it was already done. So I just jump to actions. But I think that we could use this template to flesh out putting the findings in those domains. That way our action items, as Dan says, they don't come out of thin air, but they're warranted based on, you know, what our data tell us.
Okay. And just, can I ask this question? When we say our data, we're talking about data based on the responses of the survey that we received. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not against this, but I heard Dan mention uses census data, which I'm not saying is not relevant, but I know we want to focus also on the responses that we received. So I don't know how we merge that information on the report or how we do that.
I think extent? That we can do it. I think it's important to stay low to the ground in terms of what our data tell us, what's specific okay. to the village. I do think there's room in and maybe that's a subdomain for each of our key findings where we talk about, you know, what this looks like for River Forest and then what this looks like in a comparative frame nationally, right? And so we can do some of that also with the livability, like we can pull down some of the data from ARP's livability site and their index, and you know, you can pull out and look at what are some of the concerns nationally. The ageism question is a great question. I think if there's any ageism, it's problematic. Even if people don't feel like they're experiencing it, I would argue that they probably, who knows? I think any ageism is problematic. But we can look at some of the numbers and compare it. I think it makes sense to combine the findings at this point to look at, you know, kind of almost do like a qualitative analysis of our findings.
Okay.
And if there are disparate, you know, if there's disagreement, what are those disagreements, you know, what do they look like? I just think it's important to like our findings, and I can be guilty of it. I frame and put things in my own words. And I do think we need to make sure that we're staying true to the question, right? So it's like, I think Dan, when you were talking about housing and finance as a finding, River Forest seniors wish to continue to live in River Forest aging community and remain in their current homes age in place. If that's question 48, we ask, it's important for me to age in River Forest. So like, is that living in River Forest? Is that remaining in their own home? So I just think we need to make sure that we're being precise with our language. And I think that, you know, I think it makes sense to combine the findings. Because I believe we are all in agreement that it's our responsibility to present findings quickly, followed up by a plan of action and goals for implementation and a plan for evaluation that we can submit to ARP.
Can I share my screen? I'll give you an idea of how something like this could work out. This is not meant to be precise at all, but it's been done.
Sure.
So let's see. Do I
Matt, does Dan
you should be able to.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Okay, this is from the Oak Park plan we did many years ago. But what I was thinking of was...
Dan, I'm sorry to interrupt. Dan, is there any way you can increase, from my perspective? But if you can make it a little bigger, thank you. Okay, perfect. This is fine. Okay. Well, for me, it is.
Okay. No, I understand. I was having trouble. Hey, I've got my glasses off because I can't read this stuff without with them on, even though they're right, you know, trifocals.
Okay.
The idea was to, I was thinking, I just started thinking this tonight, we could, you know, have a chapter for each domain in the report. And at the beginning, you have the goal, and the, you know, I'm not saying this is the way we should be structuring ours, but we had a page in this plan where we put all the goals, objectives, and policies on the first page of the chapter. And then we went to the text. And it's not really important to be able to read the exact text, mm-hmm. but we had the goal and then objective and the policies on how to achieve those goals with, you know, all the text explaining things. Where essentially your findings are incorporated into it. So I'm only sharing this because I essentially you can put your goals on a page at the beginning of a chapter, and then you have the chapter that provides a narrative explaining them and how you got to them. That's the only reason I'm showing this. The content itself is, you know, not terribly important. This is the crude appearance of a plan from 1979. Which bizarrely was actually considered to be a major advance in the design of plants. Okay, how do I stop sharing? Stop sharing. How do I stop sharing? Stop. Okay, pause the share, stop share. Okay.
Okay.
Figured that was easier than picking up the plan and, you know, turning the pages and showing it to you.
Okay. Yeah, that was fine, Dan. Thank you.
Well, that's just to put some as you've probably figured out by now, I am not the clearest at explaining what I'm trying to get to. I get to it eventually, but I don't explain it as clearly as I'm envisioning it early on. It's a lifelong issue.
Okay.
But, you know, I think, yeah, I'm with Lydia that we should, you know, try to meld the findings together in each section. And but I do like the idea of giving the basis at which we arrived at them, which would be a combination of the survey results plus any additional data or information we were able to, you know, flesh it out with. And I found that the particularly in the housing section, which is the one I worked on the hardest, Plan Advisory Service report that we've had for so long from American Planning Association has just a laundry list of the different things that a city can do in each of these different areas. And, you know, some of them are relevant to us. Some of the things are not remotely relevant, but they give us some concrete stuff that we can borrow from as well. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it, to help cities make plans like this.
Okay. Okay, so, and Deb, do you have additional comments or should, no? Okay, and I just want to make sure I'm not picking anybody. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. So, and I'm going to throw this out as an idea. Do you want, by the way, Matt, did we receive everybody's comment in a Word version or were they, or some PDFs?
I would have to look at the original version. I'm guessing that there, I know that some of them were just PDFs.
Okay.
We could convert and be able to edit them if needed.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, I was going to say, for the PDFs, if they came from specific committee members, can we ask or can we follow up to ask them if they can send us the Word version? Because I think what I'm thinking of is, maybe Matt, you and I can, as a suggestion, I'm going to look at everybody's faces, that we do a hard, I say a hard merge of just putting everybody's comments in the relevant sections. And that I think might help look at everyone could look at this area, this finding that we're matching. It's not going to be cohesive in terms of blending because I want to be able to look at all of you to say, Russ, this is how I think we can merge the language versus, but I think it's easier rather than flipping in different people's reports. I think it was a good step right now, but I think the next step is maybe Matt and I, if everybody agrees, we'll work on putting everyone's comments in the relevant section so that we can then send that out to everybody. You can look at it. Do you want me to label, for example, if there's this particular area I'm finding, do you want me to label my name or just put them all together without labeling anybody's name? Because then it's really a comprehension of people's comments and findings. So I was just thinking of putting them all in an area without naming who is the one who's suggesting that comment. And then that way we can all just start looking at merging, synthesizing, et cetera. Does that sound okay, Dan? Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds great. You've got mine in Word.
Yes.
And here's the nice thing. I used paragraph styles.
Perfect.
So you can just apply finding to any paragraph that's the finding style to any paragraph that's a finding, and you'll figure it out pretty easily.
It's, sure.
Makes life easier. And then we can always change them all at once.
Sure. I agree with that.
The format.
That would be fine.
And you've got it in Word. Everyone's got it in Word.
Perfect. I'm really addressing where Matt said we got some of them in a PDF, and we can follow up with those committee members that gave us a PDF, unless, I'm not trying to take people's work. I'm trying to do something to help people. If you guys are the main thinkers, I want to be able to at least doing all the helping in terms of clerical and putting, I can do that. So I work with Matt on that one, not a problem. So if I need any help in technology, I'm going to be looking at Matt for that. So if it's just merging and collecting it, I can do that. So, and if that's helpful to everybody, I'm happy to do it. And just go ahead, Lydia, I didn't know if you were going to say something. Oh, okay.
No, I was reprimanding my wild dog. You can't hear them, which is good for you all.
Okay, no problem. So if everyone's okay with that, I'll go in that direction then and look at it. We can get something as soon as we collect. If the PDFs are, once we get all the PDFs, I can add. But we can start working with what the Word versions that we already have and putting that together. So so if that works, that works terrific. Then, okay. Any other suggestions while we're looking at that or what we can talk today? And any comments on that or questions for the example? Oh, what would help me though is I'll do that merger, but if all of you can start thinking about categories of what you said, like bases or background or what we need in terms of just the category that we can start looking at for these findings that we would need to support each of the findings. That would be great if you guys can think of that, what you would suggest the categories should be, so that we can at least try structuring. And if I get that, then what I would suggest is that maybe Matt and I, besides the combination of everyone's findings in the respective categories, we can put in like a brief section for discussion or background or support or history, whatever we want to label it, and put it in each of the categories so we can start filling them in, so to speak. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, okay. It'd be really cool if you could get it to us sometime within a week from now.
Okay.
Have plenty of time to get it to back sure. to you guys before the next meeting.
That'd be great.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, Matt, you and I, you got to hit me on the head, but we'll do it. Yeah, that's a focus, yeah. But Matt, what you could do though in the meantime is for any of the comments that we received in a PDF, if you can ask that particular committee member if they can send it to you in a Word. And if it's too difficult for whatever reason, meaning from the committee member and not having it or not able to get it anymore, whatever, then we can convert it. But I thought it'd be easier asking a committee member to try to give it to you.
Okay. We'll do it. And I'll check. Okay. Because Elijah had already converted it to PDF by the time he handed it over to me. So some of that
might all be accessible. So then you know what? I'll leave that up to you. If you already have it in the Word version, then don't bother committee members for it. That's okay. You know, see, I told you that these guys are better in technology. Not that it's surprising to anybody, but so they probably already have it. So that's it. Then Matt and I will work on putting something, at least a framework that makes it a little more comprehensive. So, okay. All right. Any other comments or suggestions? Okay, I'm looking. No, okay. All right, then if not, then I don't. Next agenda is new business. Although, does anybody have any new business that we, obviously we can't vote on it, but if there's something to suggest or comment. Otherwise, our next meeting is on November the 9th. I'm going to follow up with the other committee members too that weren't here to let them know we just had a discussion about some direction and where we're going. That way, when they get the draft, hopefully by the end of next week, they'll have an idea of what direction we're heading to. So, okay, good. Dan,
one suggestion: given that that's the day after the midterm elections, we might need to have a grief counselor handy if the election goes a certain way.
We might. I'm sorry, Dan. We might have a what?
Might need a grief counselor if the election goes a certain way.
All right. I thought you were going to say, Russ, we'll give you an extra day since you might be grieving. and that still may be applicable, but but I will ask for an extension if I'm that, I don't know if the right word's depressed.
Grief-stricken.
Thank you. Yes. So all right. Okay. Well, since unofficially we can't make a motion to adjourn, and if there's a comment, all I can say is good night to all of you. Thank you for sticking with the. I do appreciate your comments, and despite that, I do miss our three other colleagues on the committee. I do think that we have a good direction to go to try to get closure on this and try to do keep moving this forward. So, okay, all right. Well, knowing it, then thank you all and good night. And thank you. And look out for something in about a week from us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.